And now more of Inside Central Oregon.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I have Helen McDonald. She's here to talk about the Bend Chamber Emerging Talent Program, which used to be a different name.
Yeah, so it used to be the Bend Chamber Young Professionals, or YP program, and we recently rebranded it to call it Emerging Talent, which we feel like more broadly reflects the spirit of community we're trying to foster here in Central Oregon.
Okay, so what are you guys doing?
So what we're doing is we're really trying to connect young professionals or just emerging talent, anyone in that 20s to 40s age range working in Central Oregon, with their peers and just create opportunities to network, collaborate, and bring together people and organizations in Central Oregon.
And are there any parameters if somebody wanted to get involved with this? Sounds like a good idea, something that would benefit them. What are the rules? And how do you get involved?
There's not an age limit, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
So anyone can get involved with us. The best way is to go to the Chamber website and look at our upcoming events. We have lots of opportunities to come to socials or expert labs later this year and in 2026.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like I'm hearing more about burnout lately than I used to. Any idea why that is? Have you heard? What's going on?
I mean, you're asking me. I feel like there's just so much to do, so little time, so much to stress over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just like work just keeps going and going. And even if you love your job, which I do, you know, there's lots of competing pressures.
Sure.
Right now.
Sure. We're plugged into so many other things now, too, I think might have something to do with that
burnout
factor. Oh,
absolutely.
Right?
I feel like there's never been a time before. I think, you know what, at our last summit in 2025, which is this year, but in April 2025, our keynote speaker talked about this. There are just so many competing demands on our attention, and it's going to be hard to manage all those things.
And now we're plugged into work like 24 hours a day, literally, with the phones and all that. And that wasn't a thing
exactly
20 years ago.
No, it's crazy. And I grew up in that. So I think this community is really great for other young people who don't know anything different and just want to connect in person.
What would you say is your favorite part about being involved with this emerging talent?
I think it's really the community for me. You know, I was kind of a networking hater when I graduated college. I didn't have a lot of experience doing it. I saw the value in it, but I didn't want to get out and just try. So this community has opened up so many doors by being so welcoming, so supportive. I came to my first event, knew no one. And a year later, I've made so many friends, professional connections, organizational connections, and so much more. So I'm a total convert. Now I'm like, this is great. And especially in a small community like Central Oregon, the people you network with can really become friends and just mentors and everything in between.
And these in-person events, I think, are a good thing. I think we were getting away from it because we have so much contact through social media and stuff.
Exactly.
But it is so different. Right?
Yes, and especially in Central Oregon, I feel like we really need to create outlets and spaces for young professionals to come together in person. I think we need a lot more of that.
All right. We've been talking to Helen McDonald and here talking about the Bend Chamber Emerging Talent Program, among other things. And what is the best way to learn more about the things we've talked about today?
I would visit the Bend Chamber website to learn the most information about the program. You can find all the information about the program at bendchamber.org. That's bendchamber.org. The other fun thing that we're selling right now is our 2026 Emerging Talent Passports. So for one annual fee, you'll get access to all of our events in 2026, including all socials and expert labs and some fun other bonuses, like our Emerging Talent exclusive passport holder social.
Helen, thanks for coming in.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, it's Dave Clemens, and in studio with me, I'm my friend Lauren Labine. She is the Community Engagement Manager. Is that right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay. Always good to see you. Glad you're here.
You too.
Lauren is with the Hospice of Redmond. Today, I want to talk about the Festival of Trees. Is it your biggest event of the year?
Yes, absolutely. Biggest event of the year is Festival of Trees, and it's coming up.
Right. Big fundraiser, necessary, and a great event. How long has this event been around?
This is our 42nd year
hosting
Festival of Trees. Isn't that amazing?
That really is.
Yeah.
This year, where is it taking place?
The Deschutes County Fairgrounds again, and it'll be on December 6th. And for the evening event, the doors open at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Before we get to the evening, and that's
yeah.
We really want to talk about the tickets for that and all that. What happens during the day?
Yeah, so during the day, on that same day, December 6th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., we have the doors open for the public to just come in and preview all the trees that we have up for auction. So it's a really fun time to bring your family. We have Santa, we have cookies. It's great for kids. So come on down to the fairgrounds. If you can't come to the evening event, at least come by during the day.
I got to tell you, if you've never been, you've got to check out Festival of Trees. The trees are amazing.
Yeah.
How do you find the people that put these trees together? They just different companies volunteer?
Yeah, we have a lot of longtime tree decorators. We also have businesses that like to promote their business by doing a tree every year. Sometimes families make it their tradition. So I'd say this year we have a good handful of new decorators mixed with longtime decorators.
Oh, fun. Yeah. Let's talk about tickets. You got to get tickets to this thing, right?
And absolutely.
Because it's a wonderful evening. It's not just the auction of the trees. I mean, that's a big part, obviously, right. but you've got other stuff going on as well.
Right. Yeah, we have. So tickets go on sale November 1st online at hospiceofredmond.org. But yeah, it's a big event. We have raffles. We have a silent auction. We have games. We have full buffet dinner appetizers prior to, and then dessert. So yeah, it's quite an evening. Very festive and very Christmassy.
Tickets go on sale on November 1st. Festival of Trees is actually on December 6th. What else do we need to know?
We would love to have you there. That's the biggest thing, is join us for this event. It is so much fun. Bring your coworkers, bring your friends, bring your family. If you own a business, this is a great way to do a Christmas party for your business. Just come to our event.
Sure.
You don't have to do anything, but just enjoy.
Been talking to Lauren Labine. She's the Community Engagement Manager for Hospice of Redmond. Appreciate you coming in. What's the website again?
hospiceofredmond.org.
Lauren, thanks.
Thank you.
You're listening to Inside Central Oregon, a weekly public affairs program from Horizon Broadcasting Group.